In this way, my Lord, you have appeared in different incarnations, as human beings, as animals, as a great saintly person, as demigods, and as a fish and a tortoise. In this way, you maintain the whole creation in different planetary systems and kill the demoniac principles in every age. My Lord, you therefore protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Ittam nitidjam rishideva rasamatadhi lokan vibhavaya sihamsi jagattati maha. Dharmam Mahapurusha Pasi Divana Vrittam Sannakkalo Jagabhavat Trijugosa Sattam. So, there is a very specific statement about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is Channa. Channa means covered. Not directly. Because he has appeared as a devotee. Avatar, Rupa Goswami has found out that he is avatar of Krishna. All the devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, and the Shastra, and the Upanishad, Mahabharata, and every Sadhu Shastra, the avatar should be confirmed by great devotees, personalities, and must be corroborated with the statement in the Shastra. So, here is another statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Directly, it is stated in the 11th canto, you know, Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishnam Sanga Panga Sutasudam Jagani Sankirtanam Prayi Jajanti Hishane. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was being described before King Nimi by Karbhala Muni, the different incarnation in different millenniums. Jidadharma Vityam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described by Vrindavana Thakur, Jidadharma Palu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here as Channa Kalu. In the Kali Yuga, he is not appearing as other incarnations. Not like Nisimhadev or many Bhavandev, Lord Ramchandra. He is appearing as a devotee. Why? That this is the most magnanimous avatar. People are so foolish, they could not understand Krishna when Krishna said, Sarvadhanman Puritajyam Amekam. They took it, who is this person ordering like that? Sarvadhanman. What right? That is our material disease. If somebody is ordered to do something, he protests. Who are you ordering? This is good. God Himself, Krishna, what can He say? He ordered the Supreme Person, Supreme Being, He must order. He is the supreme controller. He must order. That is God. But we are so foolish that when God orders that you do this, we take it as a His order is like that. And Sarva Dharma and Purisharya, giving up everything, regularly. Sarva Dharma, I have created so many dharmas, isms, I shall give it up. Why shall I give it up? Therefore, the same Lord came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lucky Anish Day. So we must discuss this very thoroughly. So Rupa Goswami understood it. Therefore we have to go to Guru. Rupa Goswami is our Guru. Narottamdas Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hari Vyakul. If we want to understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to go through Guru, Guru Parampara system. Otherwise it is not. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hari Vyakul. Unless we accept this process, unless we submit, this whole process is submission. Krishna wants this. Sarvadharman Pratisajan. So, if you want to approach Krishna, you have to become very submissive. And to whom? Krishna is not here. To whom I shall submit? No, to his devotee, to his representative. The business is submission. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared this day for giving mercy to the fallen souls who are so foolish that cannot take to Krishna consciousness. He is personally teaching how to take to Krishna consciousness. That is this Tirtha. You'll find the, you have seen the picture in our teaching Sardar Chaitanya that in prayer he was engaged in chanting and Rupa Goswami is offering his obeisance. That is the first meeting with Rupa Goswami and he composed this verse. Namo Mahabalannaya Krishna Prema Pradaya So this is Chandavata. He is Krishna and he has come to give you Krishna Prem, but he is acting like a Krishna devotee. This is power. He is not commanding now, you do this. Yes, he is commanding to this, but in different way. Because people misunderstood who is this person commanding. Even some so-called rascal scholar, yes, it is too much to be one. They are remarkable. Yes, sophisticated person, they are thinking like that. But our process is to submit. Unless we submit, there is no hope of advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Tinadapi sirishuni chena, tarodapi sahishnana, amanina, amanina, ikhanadarahi. If you want to chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you have to take this principle. Tinadapi sirishuni. You have to become humbler than the grass. Grass, it is lying on the street, everyone is trampling down, never protest. In the lawn, everyone is trampling the grass, there is no protest. karorapi sahishnuna, and tolerant than the tree. The tree is giving us so much help. It is giving us fruit, flowers, leaves, and when there is scorching heat, shelter also, sit down underneath. So beneficial, still we cut. As soon as I like, I cut it down. But there is no protest. The tree does not say, I have given you so much help and you are cutting me. No. Tolerant. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected karorapi sahishnuna and amanina manadena. For oneself, one should not expect any respectful position, but he, the devotee, should offer all respect to anyone. Amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada. If we acquire this qualification, then we can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any distance. This is the qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach these principles. He is Krishna himself. There is no na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam paramiha. Paratatta to the supreme. Truth is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The supreme truth is Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam param yaha. Jadadvaita Brahma Upanishadi. The Brahma Advaita monist Brahma, which is describing Upanishad. That factor, that the Advaita Brahma Upanishadi, Paramatma and the Paramatma, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. This is the three features of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Madanti tat-tattavidas satyam jadjnanam advayam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabda. The Absolute Truth is one, advaya. There is no difference. But he, according to our qualification of understanding the Absolute Truth, he appears as Brahma, impersonal Brahma. He appears as localized Paramatma, Super Soul. And he appears as the beloved Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the receiver. Jiva Thamang Prapatyam. That is it. If you want to understand the Absolute Truth as impersonal Brahma, you realize that. If you want to realize the Absolute Truth as Paramatma, everywhere, all pervading, you can realize him. And if you want to see him as the most beloved, then you can also. That is the meaning of Jiva Thamam Prapatyam. You can realize the Absolute Truth anyway. He is prepared to manifest himself as he desires. As you desire does not mean that also he is present, because here it is stated that Niti Jag Rishi Deva Dasavata. According to the evolutionary process, so there was water all over the universe. At that time, dasavatara, kesabhita meena sarira, jaya jagadisa. Similarly, he became tortoise, then you become Nrisimha Dev, you become Vaman Dev, so many. That is going on. Nitya, Nitya Lila. Don't think the avatar comes only to the human society. But he appears amongst the animals, amongst the insects, amongst the trees. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita there is statement, among the trees, I am this tree. Among the animals, I am this animal. Among the persons, among the fighters, I am this. He is everything. But just to point out a few, there are another place he says, Rasoham Mapsu Kaunti. He is prepared to be appreciated by you in any condition of life. If you take his instruction how to realize it, and if you manufacture your own way, that is not possible. Even if you are most ordinary man, still you can realize it. There is no difficulty. How? Krishna said, Rasoham Mapsu Kaunteya. My dear Krishna, Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Now who does not drink water? Anyone? The animal also drinks water, and the human being also drinks water. But the animal cannot understand God, although God is there in the water. The man can understand, because he is human being, therefore human being is different from animal. If we remain like animal, we are drinking water, but you are not realizing Krishna, then you are animal. This is animal. And if we drink water, everyone drinks water many times. So many times we can remember Krishna. And that is the process of devotional smaranam. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. So, every time if you drink water and remember Krishna, then you are under devotional smaranam. Very difficult. But the rascals will not tell you. Very difficult. Everyone drinks water. And as soon as you drink water when you are thirsty, and the taste of the water appeases your thirst. So, if you simply remember that in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that this taste is Krishna, then immediately remember Krishna. And as soon as you remember Krishna, it is devotional service, smaranam. Where is the difference? Where is the difficulty for becoming Krishna conscious? Rasoham mapsu kaunteya pravasmi sasi surya. I am the illumination of the moon and the sun. So who does not see the moon shine and the sun shine? In daytime you see the sun shine, and then at night you see the moon shine. So if you see the sunshine and moonshine, and if you remember Krishna's instruction that this sunshine, moonshine, I am, so where is the difficulty? Rasu ammapsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasudaya pranava sarvabhedi su. Now if you think, I am so learned Vedantist, why shall I study the sun sign, moon sign and what? I shall chant Om. That's when this Om I am. You are so big, Vedantist, you chant Om, but that I am. Pranava sarva vedesu. Every Vedic mantra is chanted after the vibration of Omkar. tad vishnu paranam param sadavasanti. This is the Vedic mantra of this. Everybody. So either you become Vedantist or ordinary human being, does not know anything, you can realize Krishna. There is no division. So Krishna taught everything for becoming Krishna conscious. But still, we are so rascal, we could not understand Krishna. Therefore Krishna came again. This rascal failed to understand me. Now I shall teach how to become a devotee of Krishna by my personal behavior. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his person, don't think that because he is playing the part, just like somebody is giving massage to my body, so he is not giving properly. So immediately I take his hand and I begin to give massage. Do like this. That does not mean I am a sir or I am servant of this person. Similarly, don't forget that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Onno. You are worshipping Radha Krishna and there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's details. There are some parties, they protest. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deities should be placed along with Krishna? But they do not know Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Onno. It is not different. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna. It is confirmed by the Shastra. Here it is said, Channa Kalau Jag Abhavat. In the Kali Yuga, directly he does not appear as incarnation, like Visingadeva or Bamandeva or Lord Ramchandra, but as devotee. He is the same incarnation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Abhavat. Therefore, sometimes we are called as three yugas. There are four yugas, but he is known because in three yugas he appears distinctly, and in the fourth yuga, in the Kali Yuga, as devotee. That he is called three yugas. So, today, the birthday or appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the birthplace, this Mahaprabhu, and you are all present here, this is good fortune. Always remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada. This will make your life perfect. Thank you very much.